I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Over the last year with my podcasting, I've had a For the Love of Parenting topics. And today is one of those podcasts, For the Love of Parenting. And so this goes out to all of the parents out there, or even grandparents who can identify, or maybe you are not a parent, but you have people in your life and young people in your life that you influence and are a role model for and a coach for and a mentor for. So these tools and these topics really might still be of use to you, maybe now or in the future, if you're going to have children in the future. But for the love of parenting conversation today, I wanted to talk about the importance and value of helping your children decide where they're going to invest their time and where they're going to give themselves to and what things they're going to give themselves to. So helping them figure out how to prioritize their time. I remember as a high school student, I loved so many things. And one of the biggest challenges for me growing up was I wanted to do it all, but yet there was still only so much time in the day. And I remember going through the first couple years of high school and being involved in everything from sports to music, like choirs and bands. And then it was the drama club and acting and youth group at church and different things with church ministry things and hanging out with friends. And then I started to get a part-time job. And so there was all of these things that I was doing. And I remember it came to a point, and the funny thing is, as I look back on it, I, in that time in my life as a high school student, I couldn't tell that I was stressed out. I couldn't tell that I was angry at the world. And maybe I wasn't angry, but you know, when maybe you can identify when your children are anxiety driven, they're exhausted, and they're doing way too much, they just are these like always living on the edge or walking on broken glass with your child because any moment could set off an emotional explosion or anger or frustration or tears or something along those lines because they're just doing way too much. Well, that's how it was when I was in high school. I didn't realize that I was already dabbling in so many things and stretched so thin and doing so much that I remember my dad having a conversation with me and saying, Bethany, you really need to figure out what you're really passionate about and where you want to give your time because you can't do it all. There's just not enough time in the day to do it all. And I remember thinking, whatever, Dad, I can do it. I can do it all. I can do everything I want to do. I'm young. I have enough energy. And you know, at that point in your life, you know everything, right? Your parents are wrong. They don't have a clue. You are the smartest one in the room. Well, as parents, you probably can identify, as we get older, we all of a sudden realize that we are not the smartest person in the room. And the quicker that we can admit that, the quicker that we can admit we do not know everything, man, it sets us up for a lot of great opportunities and keeps us in that place of being teachable and growing. But when you're a teenager, you think you know it all. And so as a parent, when we see our children in that place of wanting to do everything and wanting to do it all, and they're going this way and they're going that way, and they're all good things, that I think right there is the biggest challenge, is that your children are involved in all good things. But how do we help them prioritize? How do we help them streamline their energy so that when they come home to be with a family, they're not these angry people or exhausted people all the flipping time? How do we help them learn balance? And how do we help them learn boundaries so that they're giving the best of who they are to the things that are going to be the most important in their life, for the things that matter most? like a red flag for me. If my child's coming home from school or from sports or from spending time with friends and their attitude stinks or they're always exhausted and they always seem stressed out and they always their response always comes from this place of anger or frustration, I think maybe it's time to press the pause button. And what you hear me say a lot in my podcast, press the pause button and have a conversation, a real open, honest conversation with your teens. And I've had to do that in the last week or two, where one of my daughters wanted to do multiple sports and wanted to do all of these things. But as she was trying to balance all her schedule, it was this place where she was beginning to disappoint one coach or disappoint other people, where she said she was going to be given to something. And she was getting frustrated because she felt then like she was letting other people down. And the reality of it was she was trying to do too much. And so as parents, we had to have a real and raw conversation and had to step in and help her come to the realization that if you're trying to do so many things, you're never really going to excel because you're stretching yourself too thin. And I remember doing that. I was good at a lot of things, but I didn't become excellent at any one of those necessarily because I was trying to do all of them. And I could, because of my time limitations, I could only do good. And I've learned over the years that I've had to learn to say no to some really good things so that I could be excellent in a few things. And so it's helping our children learn how to say no to some maybe really, really good things so that they can be excellent in the things that they're truly passionate about and that they truly want to pursue in life. And truly that's like their end goal. Like their goal is to become excellent in that one area. So then how do we align our time? How do we align our schedule? How do we align our priorities so that they can be excellent in the things that really matter to them, the things that really energize them, the things that they're really most passionate about, so that they can have that healthy balance in their life, so that they aren't always stressed out, they aren't full of anxiety, they aren't angry at the world. It's not like walking on glass around your teenager, because there are already enough of those moments. But as we can help them figure out how to navigate what things they want to be given to, it's setting them up for great success in the future as adults so that they're not just saying yes to everything because it's a good opportunity, but they're being very diligent and very intentional about choosing the things that they want to give their time and energy to so they can become excellent. And I think that's a great tool and a great opportunity and a great teaching moment for our children that we can help them with right now in the present moment in their teenage years, navigate those waters of what am I really passionate about? What do I want to be given to? So that the things that I'm given to, they get the best me. I show up and I bring the best me. And the people that I'm accountable to in those clubs and in those groups and in those sports and in those youth groups and in those music groups, all of those things, whatever we choose to do with our time to prioritize it, when we show up, that group, that leader, that person, that team is going to get the best of who I am because I've chosen to make it a priority. I'm not stretching myself too thin that I'm only just getting by with good. But I'm giving the best of who I am so that I can become excellent and the teams that I'm a part of get the best of who I am in those moments. So today, as parents, for the love of parenting, if I can leave you with any one challenge, if you find that your teen is, or young person, young adult, maybe even it's a college student, maybe it's a middle schooler, and they're already starting this struggle and trying to figure out where they want to give their time to. So my challenge to you as parents would be, maybe it's time to hit the pause button. Maybe don't hit it. Maybe press it in a gentle, nice, kind way so it's not so violent. But press that pause button. Have a real open conversation with your teenager. What observations are you seeing on the home front that maybe your child is manifesting anxiety or stress? How can we help them figure out the balance in their life, the boundaries in their life, encouraging them that it's okay to say no when they need to say no, helping them prioritize their time so that they are giving their time and energy to the things that they're most passionate about, so that they're learning to excel and become excellent in those things that energize them. I tell ya, if we can teach our teens, if you can teach your teenagers, your middle schoolers, your college students, these key tools and this type of thinking and processing and conversations and looking at schedules and prioritizing their time and figuring out that balance, we are setting them up for great success in their adult life, because there will always be things that will pull at us and always be great opportunities, but we have to figure out how we align our time and our energy so that the things that we're passionate about, the people that matter most in our life, get the best of who we are all the time. So today, friends, maybe it's that conversation with your college student. Maybe it's that conversation with your teenager. Sit down, pull out a piece of paper. Let's do that question and answer. What really energizes you? How can we figure this out together so that we're setting you up for success, that you can do great in school, you can do great in your extracurricular activities, and still have a wonderful, great attitude when you come home to your family? It's totally possible, maybe not 100% of the time, but I tell you, it will make a difference in your family life and in the life of your children. So, and I want to, again, encourage parents out there, you're doing a great job. And it's moments like this that as we come together and share our knowledge and what we're learning, we're going to figure it out together. There's no playbook. We get to learn it on the fly, on the go, but it's in these moments that we can grow together as parents. So again, thank you for listening, and until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.